Here on WEAA 88.9. I'm Sean Yose, your host. Thank you for joining us for our first of 2 hours on this Thursday. Support for WEAA is provided by ADT. More information available at ADT.com. Coming up in the second hour of the show is the infamous, the notorious NWA Sports Report. All the usual suspects checking in, talking about NFL camps opening up all across the nation. Probably have some NBA news, probably some more news, thoughts about Ray Lewis and Colin Kaepernick. It's all coming up on the NWA Sports Report in the second hour of the show. But in the first hour, as we have done for several weeks now, we continue, or rather conclude, our series of conversations on violence and homicide in our city with a focus on solutions as we approach the eve of the Baltimore ceasefire, August 4th through the 6th, 72 hours, nobody killed anybody. In the studio with me are Erica Bridgeford and Ellen G. Erica Bridgeford of the is the Director of Training for Community Mediation, Maryland. Ellen G. is the Director of the Evolution of Perspective. They are two of the main organizers for the Baltimore ceasefire. Erica, Ellen.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
And we just got hit with the news that the Baltimore ceasefire has been written about on the pages of the Washington Post. The editorial board of the Washington Post has they've come on board.
Yeah, to say it's at least worth
get
a start.
Get on board, baby.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. You have brought guests. I want you to introduce your guests or have your guests introduce themselves on the air. Let's start with the ladies first.
We got the rest of the squad with us in the building.
Squad.
Yeah. So except we have poor Ogun who has an emergency.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Ogun. We're going to start with Michelle Schellers. Michelle, you want to introduce yourself and tell them how extraordinary you are?
I don't know about all that, but Michelle Schellers, artist, activist, Baltimorean. I don't know what else to say.
Internationally known.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm known to rock a microphone.
Work over at Community Mediation as well.
You sure do.
Yeah.
You put in work over at
that?
CM. Yes. Yep. Up next, we have Jakia Jason, the Quiet Storm.
She is.
Jakia.
Quiet Storm. So we just go sing all the songs every time. Okay.
Hi, I'm Jakia Jason, mother, wife, Baltimorean, and advocate for the youth.
Yes. And last but not least, we have Mr. Darnell Wharton. What are we going to sing for him? What we want to sing for
he
him?
He got to talk first and
okay.
Let's
okay.
spark something.
Well, what's going on, fam? This is Darnell Wharton, father, activist, advocate for the city. Love my Baltimore City. Everywhere I go, I rep it. So when something's going on with it, I got to fight to fix it.
So he said, "What's going on?" So you got to sing more.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Thank you, Sean.
Not a problem. That's what I do. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at First Edition 88.9, and don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook at First Edition on WEAA 88.9 FM. Go to WEAA.org on our homepage for the latest podcast of First Edition, or subscribe to our iTunes podcast, First Edition. Also, hit me up on my personal Twitter account. The tag is at Sean Yose. That is my name, S-E-A-N-Y-O-E-S. Or go to my Facebook page if you have information, insight, or breaking news you want to share with me. I'll share with the people unless you don't want me to, and of course I won't. So... Let me ask you, officially, does it begin at midnight?
12:01.
Yep.
12:01 a.m.
All right.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
It does begin at midnight.
So exciting.
No. Yes. Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everybody, yeah.
Sean was speechless a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. My palms are a little sweaty.
Right.
I've been describing it as like... it's a combination of like your birthday, and if you celebrate Christmas when you're a little kid, the day before, and like my daughter's graduation and senior prom, like all of that mixed together on crack.
With report card time.
With report card, right? Yeah. Because it's like you don't, it's just so exciting and you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Right, right. You know?
We don't, but.
But you know you put in the work to get something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The work has been done.
Yeah.
The love has been shared.
Man, the love. The love.
A whole lot of that.
Yeah. International love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Somebody from South Africa commented on my post today and said that they were changing their profile picture to the ceasefire picture.
Shut up!
In support of what it is that we're doing. South Africa, baby.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a... I've said this on the show for a long time, the epidemic of violence is a hemispheric, you know, phenomenon. This isn't about just Baltimore City,
right?
Or even the United States,
right?
South America has suffered tremendous violence for decades. You know, Central America, African nations. This this is across the globe.
Yeah,
poor people. You know. Disenfranchised people from all across the globe have suffered disproportionately the epidemic of violence, and you know, and so we do ourselves an injustice when we think that it's just about it.
That's
right.
That's why it's resonated internationally.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think when violence happens in different places, a lot of times, especially when it's, you know, it's systemic, right, that the reason that it bubbles up that way has to do with systems
absolutely.
That oppress people, it feels like as the oppressed people, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And so it absolutely resonates with people to see a place like Baltimore, the last time they saw us rise it looked different.
Right. Very different.
Very and now
different.
They're seeing us rise up again, and they're like, well, if Baltimore can do
But, you know, that's funny because we've been underestimated forever.
So
come on
all
now.
The time.
Come on in here and talk about it.
Sleeping on Baltimore.
That's all they ever have done is underestimate us.
Yeah.
You know, and we have shocked the world on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we are shocking them again now.
Right now.
And can I add something to that?
Of course.
It's not often that you see a place rise up in love.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like that's why this feels different because, you know, normally it's rising up in violence.
Yeah.
And this movement has been so much love.
Love
it's just crazy.
And light.
You don't normally see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said earlier today on my Facebook that Baltimore has been showing people exactly what it is that you can do when you like when you realize your power, when you realize, okay, yeah, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure about what's going to go down and how it's going to happen, but I'm going to do work anyway.
Right.
I'm going to put in the work anyway. And all the naysayers are going to crawl out of the crevices and tell me all the reasons why it's not going to work. And I'm going to do the work anyway.
Yeah.
And all of the people who see the naysayers are going to rush to our, you know, rush to our side and say, no, you're not going to do this to them. They're trying to do good work and give us room to continue to work.
Yeah.
And when you come from a place of good intention.
Come on in here.
When your intentions are right.
Come on.
Then you don't have to worry about how it's going to get done. You just know it's going to happen. It's going to be done. You just do it.
Yeah.
That's why I was really kind of proud of what we were doing because it took some of the people who like seeking attention on some of the things that they do, saying, you know, I'm the one that did this, I'm the one that did this, but you're doing it for something good now.
Right.
So I don't care about if you want the attention. You can have all the attention. As long as Baltimore is getting the healing that it needs.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Yeah. That is good.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to First Edition here on WEAA 88.9. I'm Sean Yoes, your host. I'm in the studio with some of the organizers of the Baltimore Ceasefire. We're on the eve of the beginning. It begins at midnight tonight, 12:01 a.m. 12:01 a.m. August 4th through the 6th. 72 hours is our prayer of no violence, no homicides in our city. I want to ask you before we move forward with what some of the plans and some of the activities, because I know a lot of people really want to know. Where can they go? What can they do? Where can they hang out? Where can they party?
If you looked at that calendar, it is a straight party.
My kind of thing.
Everywhere. You know? You cannot say you didn't have nothing to do in Baltimore this weekend.
And let me tell you this. And this is so. I told you that I love organic, right?
Mm-hmm.
what I've been thinking about for the World Famous Happy Hour, I've been talking back and forth with DJ OJ and DJ Pope for a long time. Mm-hmm. The underground experience,
well, yes.
literally the pioneers of house music on radio in Baltimore.
Yeah,
I used to come and we've been talking.
Yo, and they used to, and they have been talking about a reunion for weeks.
Uh-oh.
And tomorrow they're gonna do it on the World Famous Happy Hour.
And I saw they got a whole lot of guests coming up with them. I saw Carolyn Victorian is on
there. Yeah, it's going to be, we're not playing no game. It's not a game. It is the reunion of Pope and OG during the Baltimore Ceasefire weekend.
They
are playing live.
Yes.
And it's,
so even if you don't have anywhere to go, you can tune in at 88.9 and dance.
Get your life started in your car,
all of, wherever you can tune in.
Get it started.
Oh my goodness!
Because literally, the pioneers of house music and radio in Baltimore are going to be doing it.
It's about to be turned. Come on, really.
And there's so many stuff. There's so many events going on that we don't even know about.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah.
And every day I'm going through and they're like, I'm doing this. I'm like, are you on a calendar? I don't know about no calendar. Right. You're just doing it.
Right.
But that's what's up, though.
And I'm like, do it.
And for every age, every person, there's something. Right. It's a different type of event. It's all sorts of stuff on there. I'm impressed. I really am.
Yeah.
I
mean,
everything from spiritual to turn up.
Yes.
That's our stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's Baltimore.
In real life, I really thought it was going to be like cookouts and block parties all over. Like
Which
in
I
May
don't have
when
a
we were like, oh, celebrate life. I really thought of, okay, cookouts, block parties. The way people have gotten so creative. It took people a minute to understand they really didn't need to get approval from us to do anything.
Right.
And that it really was self-determination, do whatever you want to do. But once they figured that out, they were like, oh, well, in that case, we're going to stay out all night and provide resources and like just everything. So
I don't think people are used to having carte blanche over
not,
a movement
right.
and
no,
owning
not.
The movement. No. Like, that's another thing that's beautiful about it. It belongs to everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't need permission to figure out how you want to celebrate life this weekend. You just do it.
People are like, can we use the logo? I'm like, it's your logo. Do what you want with it.
I think that right there is a thing that shocked people.
Yes.
So when people were asking, you know, I want to get a t-shirt made, but I don't know where to go to get a t-shirt. And can I have access to the logo? And we're like, just download the logo and use it.
Right.
And they were like, so I ain't going to get in trouble.
Right. We don't have to contact the graphic designer for permission.
Right.
I was like, no.
You can put your spin on it. You can put whatever it is.
AKA changes to pink and green, honey.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know how Baltimore is. Like, we don't like to follow the rules. So when we said there is no rules,
like,
they didn't know how to act. They're like, wait a minute.
Wait, how do I not follow rules?
I don't have no rules to break. I can just do what I want.
Yeah.
And it's been epic to watch. It absolutely has.
Beautiful.
Can we talk about the music that has been
made? Oh, the music!
Yeah.
Oh, the music!
Can we talk about the music
people,
that has been made? So one of my best friends, Pinpoint, had posted a snippet. He did a snippet and it posted it on YouTube. Just he spit a hot 16 over a track talking
freestyle.
About the season. Freestyle.
Top of the dome.
So then Wombat, Anonymous, and Bangla were like, watch this.
Right.
And then they made a track talking about, what does it say?
Lift your vibration higher.
Yes.
Ceasefire.
Yeah, lift your vibration higher. Ceasefire.
Right.
That's and
the
then
hook.
Come in
Girl,
Vaughn Vargas.
The whole crew.
He brought a whole squad in.
It was like self-destruction.
Anybody you want.
It was like self-destruction. Yeah, I was waiting for Yo-Yo.
KRS-One. Miss Melody.
Come on. And Sean.
Oh,
so
that song is a banger. It's been on repeat in my car all day long.
I know I listen to it 35 times a day.
All day.
At least 35 times a day. Sean, we're going to post the link. We're going to send you the SoundCloud link for you to listen to it. Like, it's not one of those songs where you listen to it. All right, so you listen to it the first time, and you're like, oh, this is nice. Yeah, this is real good. And then you listen to it again, and you're just like, wait a minute, hold on, I ain't hear them say that the first time.
Oh, they dropping so many jewels.
It is so good.
It's crazy.
It is dope. And bars. Jewels and bars.
A little bit of backstory on
yes, please do.
Please, Michelle.
So,
give the backstory.
So Vaughn,
Michelle, our music director.
So Vaughn and I were talking about the ceasefire. We were riding back from an event, and he was just like, you know what? Because I, you know, I'm sitting up there pushing the ceasefire. Like, yeah, you need to get all your people on board, and da 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 da. And he said, you know what? I'll do one better. How about if I get a whole bunch of different artists together and do like a posse cut, like self-destruction? I was like, yo, that'd be so hot, you know? And anybody that knows Vaughn knows that he has like 5 million things going on. But this idea never left his heart. So I didn't find out it was actually being done until I ran into one of the people that had just dropped their verse on it and was like, yes, yeah, so I went up in the studio and dropped the verse on the ceasefire cut. I was like, with Vaughn? He was like, yeah. I was like, yes. So then I saw Vaughn later on that night, and he was like, yeah, I plan on having the song done, you know, shortly, everybody. I was like, oh my goodness. And I was just so pumped. And when I heard it,
oh my goodness,
son,
it is a true posse cut.
Oh my goodness.
With well, different music.
Yeah. HBO will be playing it tonight on their story about the Baltimore ceasefire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It is that dope.
Yeah. HBO.
HBO.
HBO, y'all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So I just, man, from that to LL Cool J.
Yeah. Anita Phillips.
That was here last week.
She went to Dallas, Texas, and she ran into LL Cool. I don't know if she know him personally. She went, but what we do know is she keeps flyers in her bag while she's not even in Baltimore.
That's what we do know.
Like LL Cool J, here. Hold this.
Right.
He looked at it and was like, yeah. And so he has a selfie.
We got not
selfie
Photoshop, people.
Not Photoshop.
That's real deal.
The haters
would
say it was Photoshop. It was not.
It was not.
He was smiling all pretty.
Yeah. Yes. It's, wow. This has been great.
I think the music thing really did move me a lot because I listened to a lot of music spurred by the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. right? And those are classic songs, and they're always relevant right now, today. And so you know that something is historic when the music documents that time in history.
Yeah.
So the fact that Baltimore artists have like been moved to document this time in Baltimore's history is just, it's so amazing.
This, you know, what I'm receiving literally in my spirit right now is that I've been, I don't think it's a secret that this is a tipping point moment in our city's history. It has, and that tipping point has been kind of evolving and, and vacillating back and forth for the last 2 or 3 years.
Right. Yeah.
And part of the reason that is because there is so much attention on us right now.
Yeah.
But this in connection with other events and movements can be an opportunity for us to really move into a different space. Collectively as a city.
That's what I see.
This is a spiritual evolution.
It is. It really is.
You hear this phrase all the time. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And sometimes you think, well, you stop saying that.
What are we gonna do about it being enough?
But it's, you know, it's like maybe, you know, cosmically, spiritually, this is the space that we're just moving into. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
We need to do something different.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, faith without works is dead. We know that.
Come on now.
So there's still tremendous work that we have to do. Undergirding work to support this spirit, right? Mm-hmm. But I just feel like this is hopefully us moving the needle and not waiting for anybody to come get us because they're not coming to get us.
Oh, they're not coming. Yeah. Right. They absolutely are not coming.
They're not. I think that it just dawned on me, like people have been asking, especially media has been asking us, well, if someone gets killed this weekend, will you see it as a failure? And we've been...
That's stupid.
Completely no. It's already worth it and successful and impactful in ways that are just unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you why it is. Something that you shared on your Facebook page, a young man, you approached one of the thousands you've probably approached over the last couple of months, Erica. And he said, you know, he said specifically, I know we do things that are effed up, but he said, look, give me that poster.
I'm going to put it on my bedroom wall.
That was my mother who had that conversation with him.
Yeah. And he said he wouldn't
look at it and think about it.
He said, I just want to think about it
on his way to sleep every night.
Right. That's,
you can't
that's
create that. I mean, you can't make that up.
No.
Right? And he, yeah. And it just dawned on me that if someone gets killed this weekend, I think that's going to motivate Baltimore more.
Hmm. Yeah.
Actually, because of the way this movement has moved, that people are going to be like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. What? Like, it's going to go up a notch of people connecting with each other and addressing the root causes of violence and the present trauma of violence and the aftermath of violence. Like, I don't think people are going to go, oh, man, that's too bad. Well, we tried. No.
Right.
I think Baltimore is going to be like, we said no. Right. And so here we go a little bit higher. Like, that's what I think is going to happen.
There's an aura over Baltimore City right now.
Right now, yeah.
That was looking for some type of movement that says, y'all are thinking like I'm thinking. I just didn't know how to go about doing it.
Right. They didn't know how.
But y'all started something, and as easy as it was, I mean, people don't understand that it was kind of easy for us to get together and come up with ideas because we all had the same heartbeat about the city.
Right.
So if our six heartbeats was the same as the other 630,000 people, people will say, it doesn't matter what happens. We now know what we have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And what we have to do is strive to make Baltimore better. And it doesn't matter who says what they say, any naysayers, because the naysayers are going to get the whatever you got to say. I'm still going to keep on going.
Yeah.
I think that there's been a level of restoration of hope in Baltimore. Yes. Even if it's only 1 degree of restoration, I think that people have been rejuvenated. When Lynn and I went to Westside Shopping Center the other day to do outreach, I was talking to a gentleman and reminded him that it's okay for him to want something different. Like, it's okay for you to know that you can do something, you can affect change in your own person, and that can spread outward. Like, you can talk to your children about it. You can talk to your family about it. It doesn't have to be some monumental thing that you do. If everybody made a decision to do one small thing, those 1 degrees add up to 180 degrees, and we can go in a different direction.
Yes, honey.
And to piggyback on what you just said, it's like the Transformers for real.
Voltron.
Let me find out we Voltron. I'm about to go off. Voltron and that song. That's it. That is it.
Can I be the blue lion though? I need to be the blue lion.
That's fine. So there were things already happening in this city, but everybody was operating in their own little
silos.
Operating in their own little silos. Yeah. So this has afforded people the opportunity to meet and connect that wouldn't necessarily be talking to each other.
Right. Yep.
For this common goal.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like everybody is coming together, and you know, who knows what's going to happen from here.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, this is what I want to do. I want to talk about, I mean, because Erica, you put it down on Facebook how this actually evolves step by step.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that evolution, that narrative.
The
plus,
whole
I want
truth.
To tell people where they can go, what can do, because there's like literally myriad events going on around the city during this Baltimore Ceasefire weekend. Stay tuned. You're listening to First Edition. To First Edition here on WEAA 88.9. I'm Sean Yeo, your host. We're continuing our conversation about the Baltimore ceasefire, August 4th through the 6th. It begins at 12:01 a.m. 72 hours. Our prayer is nobody kill anybody. 72 hours of peace in our city, No Violence, No Murders in Baltimore. In the studio with me are the organizers of the Baltimore ceasefire. They began their work back in May. It has gone international, literally international, resonated around the world. Erica Bridgeford is Director of Training at Community Mediation Maryland. Ellen G is Director of the Evolution of Perspective, and they are both coordinators of the Baltimore Ceasefire Movement. Also in the studio are Darnell Wharton, Jakia Jason, and Michelle Schellers. They are also a part of the crew, the team.
The squad. We squad goals for real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ogun, I hope you're listening, bruh.
Yeah, we love you, Ogun. Okay, bye.
So let's talk about Erica, Ellen, Darnell, Jack, Jakia, and Michelle. The process from May to today, how it all came together. I mean, I know the story in general, but let's unpack it all the way, you know, to this time.
So it started with the conversation between Ogun and I that he started 2 years ago, because he had an idea about calling a ceasefire. And we just hit and miss. And I've been thinking about it a lot this week because of how heavily involved I was doing for 300 what I'm doing right now for the ceasefire. Right. And I don't know that I would have been able to do both at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so we hit and miss, and every few months I would go, we should talk about that thing you wanted to do. And then I basically just got mad in May when my son said the murder rate was high and needed something to do with that anger. And so I called Ellen G, and she's like, yep. And then I called my mom, and she's like, do it. And I'm going, you know, I called PFK, boom. He wouldn't even let me get the whole thing out of my mouth first before he was like, yes. And then I called Ogun so we could really just talk through, like, what it could look like. Because in my chest, it was two things. Everybody around the city had to know about that it was a thing. And people would just be celebrating life all weekend. And so in my early videos about it, I was going, it's a life over death weekend, right? And then we called the first public meeting, and only about 12 or 15 people came in real life. It wasn't like everybody was like, yes, let's do this.
Right. Which is normal.
And we cracked a lot of jokes about, okay, I'm going to keep it radio friendly. But basically, the joke was, they don't know it's good yet. People don't hop on it till they know it's good. And it's going to get good and hot. And when it get good and hot, everybody will jump on it. And everybody going to want it. That was the joke. You can fill in the blanks. So that was the squad joke, right? And I don't think that we and so I thought it just need. I was like, I don't want to have too many meetings. I'm going to be overwhelmed with meetings. And Ellen G was like, there, baby. We need two meetings a month. And I was like, nobody kill nobody. And Shellis was like, that's not how we speak, sweetie. It's nobody kill anybody. You know what I mean? So it was just like, and after that first meeting, I looked at who was in the room and who
came. Can I say something, though?
Yes.
When I saw the tagline, nobody kill anybody, I immediately said, wait a minute, it's really nobody kill nobody.
Thank you very much.
I told
you. Because in Baltimore, you would say nobody kill nobody.
But then I thought, no, they're trying to keep it grammatically correct. So kudos.
For the record, I wasn't trying to do that.
Kudos to the English teacher who did that.
We went to Western, but I still was like, who cares?
Either of us, nobody in the
world. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. But anyway. And so the next day, so the group decided, that public group, 12 to 15, people decided we needed to get an email immediately. We needed to get a Facebook immediately. So we created those things like that night. The Facebook page went live the next day. The email went live the next day. A message went out to however many email addresses we had. And I thought about, like, this shouldn't be just my voice doing this. Like, I need other people who also are posting things and responding to emails and all of that kind of stuff. So I thought about who was at that meeting and who I knew would follow through with what they say they're going to do and who was going to be just as passionate that I'm not out here being all crazy and excited by myself. And so I sent a group chat on Facebook to Ogun, Ella G, Jakia, and Shellers. And I was like, hey, can y'all help me do administrative stuff? And here's the password. I asked them, but then gave them the password to everything.
Right, we were voluntold.
They were voluntold. You got the password, so don't act like you can't do it. And then, like, about a week or so later, it dawned on me, like, oh, wait, Darnell. And then I added Darnell to the group. And then Ellen G was like, well, we should meet And I was like, we can have a conference call. She was like, no, sweetie, we need to meet in person. And so we met in person.
And it
mattered.
Yeah.
And it mattered. It really mattered. So what's really crazy is that we've met 3 times in person, I think. And most of what the organizing has been like almost 24 hours of talking in that chat.
Almost day. All day, all night.
Like all day, all night.
All night. Yeah.
So the it's been a morning, right? It's been a combination of strategy and staying grounded as things were happening and as disappointments were coming, going back to what are our values. Okay, our values are about it belongs to everybody and we're just gonna push forward and like staying in our integrity. And so when the attacks came, that was very important. There were several phone calls that had to be made to remind people don't respond to stuff. I got some of those calls. calling my phone, like, calling my children's phone because I wouldn't answer the phone because I knew they were calling me to tell me stop responding to a post. I was like, I'm not finished typing. So my kid's phone rang and it was LNG. Now, sweetie, get off Facebook. Right? And so we all had to just hold each other up, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that energy made people realize that's what this was. Everybody in the city was going to be holding each other up who wanted to be involved in it. And so we sent out the press release the next week after the first meeting, and they didn't care. Like,
we
can't say that they didn't care.
One should be okay. Well, it wasn't a story to them yet.
Right.
They weren't checking for us. To them. They weren't checking for us yet. Not you, Sean.
Right.
Because we also asked people, hey, can you have us on the show at least once a month? And you were like, sure. And then we came on and you were like, every Thursday, not just once a month. Yeah. Right. And so, but a lot of media.
Before you go on, I think you need to address the fact that everybody tried to stay invisible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially.
We were like.
We did.
We were like,
glad.
The movement
I'm
doesn't glad. Have a face.
It doesn't have a face. So that was a huge value of this movement. It cannot be E1 is calling a ceasefire or community mediation is calling. So we understood that our reputations mattered. Right. And that once, because we were talking about it, people would go, well, I like this person. So if they're talking about it, great. But from the movement perspective, the logo could not have a name on it. It could not have anybody, the flyer, couldn't have anybody's logo on it. It had to be Baltimore residents.
Right.
And so when the media finally did start trying to find us, they were like, you know how hard it is to find out who the organizers are? We were like, good. But they didn't think it was a story at first. And we were told on August 7th we would be contacted to find out afterwards how it went.
That was the main phrase of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
And we'll contact you then. And that really made me, okay, so let's get all the flyers and all the posters and all the meetings. And people pushed it out. So the community made the media come to us.
The community came through with their $1 through $1,000, $1,500 offerings.
Yeah.
And we specifically asked them for offerings because we're not an organization. We're not a 501c3.
We're not
only
got a PayPal. Sweetie.
Only have a PayPal. So you give us money, we'll go get the flyers and the posters for you to put out in the community.
And you can come get them. So we weren't doing a bunch of, like, you know, because at first we were like, maybe we got to meet people places when they want flyers and posters. And then we were like, wait, we're all busy. And it's self-determination. If they want a flyer, we don't want them to look to us to provide them with everything they need. If you want to do this, you got to go out and do it.
Right.
Just come pick up the flyers and posters, as many as you want. In the last few weeks, we ran out like 3 times.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of them.
We ordered 1,000 posters, gone. 5,000 flyers, gone. Like every time, you
and
know?
Sean, they start jumping on the hotness. They started jumping on the hotness, brother.
Oh,
I mean, our email started blowing
oh,
up.
Oh, my goodness.
The inbox was
like, hey,
going crazy.
Hey, I know I reached out to you a while back, but is there a possibility that you can talk to me? And we were like, hotness.
Yeah.
Hotness. All right.
Hotness.
Burning flame.
And there was a tipping point. So the Afro did a story first, and then there was an op-ed piece in The Sun, and then somewhere in the beginning of July, Fox 45 said, I was at work in Tacoma Park, and they were like, we'll come to your office. They pulled me out of my staff meeting, and that was like the first TV news story.
Right.
And the next day, we had... or that following week or something, we had a public meeting, and my youngest daughter was very worried about how much I was doing and thinking that I was about to burn out, and she said, do not do anything today. And I'm a Libra, and so she sent me my horoscope that day, and it said, Libra, you are working on something really hard. It is successful. It is working, but you are going to push yourself so much that it won't work if you don't stop and take a break. You believe it won't work without you, but you need to rest. So that day, I put my phone on the wall, on the community mediation center, and I didn't take it with me all day. I went and got my hair cut, my toes done. We had the meeting that night. I didn't check my phone until after the meeting that night, and it was like 5 or 6 different media people trying to get us for interviews, and it literally has been nonstop ever since.
Yeah. We got interviews tonight.
Tomorrow. We've been followed around all weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the culmination of the work and quite frankly, the expectation of so many people.
Right.
People have been waiting for this. And so that's what this is. Let's talk about the events.
Let's talk about some events.
Somebody gonna pull up the calendar because it's a whole lot of stuff.
We would go into the next hour talking about all the events. But Shelley's Helping Hands is hosting a block party on Edmondson Avenue in Wildwood Parkway tomorrow at 5.
It's a Stop the Violence Rally.
Stop the Violence Rally. Thank you very much.
Beautiful ashes.
I hope my family isn't listening right now, but I actually pushed back attending a family event so that I could go. I told my sister-in-law to tell her aunt. I was like, I'll be there at 9:00. I got something I gotta do.
9:00.
9:00. That was something I gotta do. Erica, what are you doing Saturday morning?
Saturday morning at 8 a.m., I am doing a meditation walk at the Labyrinth at the Y on 33rd.
Okay.
There is a day party at Sangria.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I'm be so turned up at that party.
We going there.
So turned up. You should come through if you can. Yeah. It's going to be so good.
What time is that? That's 5.
At 5.
Earlier on Saturday, Moms Demand Action. I'm going to say all the moms' names wrong, but it's like the ones that demand action against gun violence and the Moms of Murder, Sons, and Daughters. So they've all pulled together a bunch of other organizations, and they're doing this awesome peace walk starting at Frederick Douglass in a 2-mile circle back to Frederick Douglass High School. Thank you. And they're going to stop along the way at places where people have been murdered to sit in silence and call those names and then walk to the next one. Yeah. And they're doing that for 2 miles and then coming back to Frederick Douglass High
School. So people have been asking, what are we, the organizers, are doing? We are having the peace walk Sunday at 1 p.m. at Shot Tower.
Okay.
And then going to March Funeral Home East for the citywide prayer at 6. I think it's 6:30 to close out. 6:30 to close out the ceasefire. And in the interim, there are block parties, Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers at 4:00, 4:30 on Saturday.
Band of Brothers is going to be at 3100 Pressman on Saturday from 4
and
to
1
8.
More, One Less Mentoring,
and
right?
We're partnering with One More, One Less. That we've actually started a mentoring program in the Rosemont area.
I grew up right there.
Yeah.
So this is
Michelle, what were you saying?
Meditation.
Sunset meditation
with acupuncture at Patterson Park.
Out for Justice is Out for Justice and 300 Gangsters are going to be in East Baltimore tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m.
They
camping out all night with resources in the Bel Air, Erdman Avenue area. And then Saturday they're doing the same thing in Irvington on Frederick and Collins.
That's what it is.
5 p.m. to 5 a.m. with lawyers, with therapists, whomever it is that they can get to volunteer to come out and provide resources for people. And that's just like the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the stuff we can think about. And it's also at the end of the peace walk on Sunday when we start at Shot Tower. We're either going to end at City Hall or Real News Network. We haven't figured that out yet. because it depends on some factors. But when we get there, there's going to be Chango and Yango is going to do libation first. Yeah. And then we're going to call the names of everybody who's been murdered from January 1st through August 6th of this year.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some African drums, and we're going to turn
up. Oh, yeah, Moonwork. Moonwork Productions come with the drums.
Got to shout out DJ's Hair, Skin, and Nails.
Dodgy.
Oh, yeah, DJ. Yeah. They're doing something every day.
Tanya's an overachiever, so
she's going.
They said Sunday. What you want?
It's right on that Dolefield Strip.
Yeah. Oh, that's my shot.
Yeah, straight.
Yeah.
You go there, they're going to be there. We're open all weekend.
Pop up shops, entertainment, prayer, everything.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Valerie Keys is going to be popping up at events. She has a hug squad, so we put together some really cute free hugs, posters, and people who are either mourning and or in need. She coming through with that positive energy.
She got good hugs.
She got real good hugs. Yeah.
And Valerie Jenkins is doing a hug.
Yeah. And she's doing a hug.
From Mondawmin to Shake and Bake.
Yeah.
The goal is to have like 4 to 6 people on corners from there, in between there, and they're giving water and hug coupons.
Just love. Yeah. It's just love across the city.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the fact that both the Vals were like, we're going to hug people. Right. And they don't even know each other.
They don't even know each other. They figured out at the last minute. I was like, well, Val is.
Yeah.
Y'all need to talk to each other.
I'm putting y'all in a post together because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't remember any of this, go to our Facebook page.
That's right.
Like the Facebook page. And come down to the very first post.
We penned it for you.
It's right there. The public calendar. You click on it, you'll see everything.
Prepare yourself.
Yes.
And if you're still doing something you think is not on there, send it to us. We'll get it on there.
BeMoreCeasefire@gmail.com. Make sure you send it out.
I don't know, because who won't be doing that while we out?
They better send it by 12 p.m. tomorrow. Yes. I'm going
to
tell you what.
You ain't going to be able to send us nothing
Saturday.
Not on
that after that.
Yeah. Y'all need to send it before we get off the air today.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's all right.
Oh, for real. And I'm trying to visit everybody's stuff. So I know you. You're going to be riding around me the whole time, but I'm trying to visit everybody's thing. So when I come through for a hamburger, know that, this is D. Darnell, I'm here. I'm going to show you love. I'm going to shake some hands. I'm going to be out.
We get an LC's fire shirt. Right. We get an LC's fire shirt.
Can we talk about what if somebody gets killed?
Sure.
Right.
Let me take a quick phone call. Okay. Then we'll talk about that. Let's go to Greg real quick. Greg, you're on First Edition. How you doing?
Greg Jacobs.
Squad!
It's Greg!
What's up,
boy? He's a walking billboard.
Yes, he is. Hey, Greg.
He was the first one that got the logo T-shirt. Greg is awesome.
Yeah. Hi, Greg.
Brother Greg. Listen. I may cut off because I was listening on the radio, and I'm in the Harbor Tunnel now. I'm going to let you know that I'm still supporting Baltimore and the whole ceasefire initiative. The movement is going to live forever. And as confirmation, I just saw a double rainbow in the sky.
Yes, a double rainbow.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
We got this one. And I'll be out supporting Shelly's event tomorrow and every other event that I can get to between now and Sunday night.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
Mm-hmm. All right, go get it, squad.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg is the man.
Thank you for calling, brother. Let's talk about what you just alluded to.
Our goal as a squad is that if someone gets killed, the second we hear about it, we're going to make a post and say, whoever can, stop what you're doing and meet us in that neighborhood to just bring love.
After the police cleared.
Well, so we can't, go around tape.
Right.
But I think that, that moment that people first have that experience, there's already a crowd of neighbors, right, standing there crying and upset and everything. And so if they were reinforced just by love,
yes,
right,
that's,
then that means something.
Yeah.
It does.
Because we always say, how come nobody come when they, unless the police kill them, when they just get, it's the truth, that's true. If a police kills somebody, everybody shows up. But somebody in the community kills the person you love, and it's just you and your family standing there mourning and screaming. So what would it look like if there was a rush of love that just encompassed, not to get in it, not to do anything, except just be present with people and say, we care that this is what's happening to you right now.
Amen to that. I think we've already won, but
we definitely already won.
Yeah.
It would be so nice though if we could pull it off.
Or, yeah. You know. If we could, for me, like, because the average is every 19 hours. If we can get through one day,
girl.
If we can get through 24 hours, and I believe that if we can get through 24 hours, that would be a catalyst to help to propel the people, and they would really be like, I mean, we didn't get through 72, but at least we got through 24, and that's a good thing.
Even if it's either Friday or Saturday or Sunday,
right?
Any one of those days, if we get a whole day, and if we don't, we're not having any of this. So, was it a failure?
Yeah, we're not. Don't.
Right now, I got all this nub for your face.
It's not going to end well for you.
No, it's not.
The nub.
Because you're not going to do is try a movement that galvanize the citizens of Baltimore City to believe in themselves.
Yes.
You're not going to do that. Because I ain't going to have it.
Right. Ain't nobody going to.
No.
Not one of us.
Yeah. You going to catch it on social media.
Because we've been waiting.
Because we've been holding back. That's so true. Like, the ceasefire over now. Guess what?
But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to let y'all in on something. I literally, last night, prayed for some of those people.
Yeah.
Because it's, and that's not a condescending comment.
Right.
That's a real comment. Yeah. Because ultimately, if you have an aversion to a movement that's trying to endeavoring to bring peace to a city that has been devastated by violence, there's an issue with your spirit.
It's so true.
And that's I'm not saying
it's
that
a very dark place, and we need to, and again, if we're saying that none of us can be further than whatever we think the least of us is,
then we have to
shine light into those dark places.
So we're going to rebuke that energy.
I have rebukes as my grandmother said.
I say it all the time.
We say rebuke. I rebuke this. Satan, get behind me.
I heard
you
it Sunday.
You know what? And I want to think that some of those people don't really mean what they're saying. They just being petty in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Some people are being just petty
they just
in the
need
moment.
Stuff to say.
Right. Yeah,
I agree. They're not thinking about it. They're just speaking without really thinking about what they're saying, because you're truly saying it's okay for somebody to die if you're disagreeing with this.
Right. And then some people have valid questions, like, how are you going to call a ceasefire when there's so much beef and so many guns? And that's a really good question.
Right.
So I did the math, and I was like, wow, if only 15% of the people in Baltimore are under the ceasefire, that's over 94,000 people who are not going to kill anybody for three whole days.
Right.
That is huge.
Right. So Annette just commented, I'm feeling the positive energy all the way from Philly. Go Baltimore.
Hey.
Hashtag ceasefire. I need one of those t-shirts. Love from Philly.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Philly, Atlanta, Detroit. A group in Detroit sent us a picture of them so we could see this is who we are. We sent the money. We love you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a game.
Portugal last night?
I talked to the lady in Portugal last night. So what was interesting about that conversation is that they are under the impression that Baltimore is a... And I know we talk about Baltimore being war-torn, but they are under the impression that Baltimore is a war zone, meaning you can't go outside without hearing... you can't go outside without hearing gunshots. You can't.
Oh,
like,
they
think that
constant.
It's like that.
Oh, no.
And, because she asked me, and I was like, no.
We can go to work and come home.
Right. I said, I don't feel unsafe. And I also reminded her that media plays a definite role in crafting the narrative to get people to think about what it looks like. Because, Michelle, you even talked about how you thought when you said the comment that you said about Beirut.
Yeah. So, media plays a big role in what we think about other parts of the world. And if you don't take the initiative to find out yourself what is going on in that place, and I thought, like, okay, well, if they have access to the truth, but no, with the internet, you can just reach out to someone that lives there to find out how it
That's
really
so
is.
True.
Right.
So before I went to Beirut, I thought it was a mess and all, like, and I got there and realized this is not what I saw on the news or on the TV or anything like that.
Wow. Right.
Because peace isn't news.
Right. You say
and
Beirut,
it needs to be. You know how much work it is to be peaceful?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, how much energy you spend being peaceful?
Yes.
Yes.
People think I'm nice and spiritually grounded and all that stuff, and eventually I am, but that is not just generally where I start. I choose peace.
Let me take one phone call before we get off the air. Let me go to Brother 90. Brother
Nance. Brother Nance.
Brother Nance. Hey, Ron.
It's Ron Nance.
Brother Nance, I didn't know you was an older brother.
Yeah, I'm an older brother. Older son, baby.
Yeah.
But no, I just wanted to say, you know, I really enjoy what you guys are doing. You know, I've been in the ground with you guys for years, but to see this being done with such a positive energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your people are so excited, from the elders to the little kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
This is what it's about, you know what I mean? It's not about one person. People was asking me about it in my fraternity, and I just been paying laid back because, you know, I'm always doing my part, you know what I mean? But when I was telling the people in my fraternity about it, they were like, well, who's the organizers? Who does it belong to? I said, it belongs to all of them.
Yes! That's the message we want.
I said, because we are not, we're getting out of living at addresses, and we're trying to have a community.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yes, coming through with the message.
Addresses, you know what I mean? We don't have a community. So this right here, I look at it as a restoration. Renaissance weekend, no matter what happens, whether we have no murders or one murder, hopefully we'll have none. You know, so I just want to say salute to y'all. Anything I can do further, besides sending positive vibrations, I'll try my best to get around to everything that I can get.
Thank you, Juan. That picture was fire. That means a lot to me because I met Juan in 300 movement. And he is not, like, he's the kind of guy that, like, he'll come and he'll listen and then he got questions. Like, but what about this? And how come not that? And what about, right? And so for him to just be, like, giving a complete blessing.
Y'all did it right
from the ground up. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell the people where can they go again to get a schedule of everything that's going on this weekend? Because we got to say it one last time.
Facebook.com/Baltimore Ceasefire. It is the pinned post. So when you go to the page, you scroll down. It is the first post that you see. There is a link to our Google Calendar. Check out that link. You see our interviews. I don't know if I put it on there yet. Monday, August the 7th at 5:30 p.m. at 3333 Greenmount Avenue.
What is
the interest meeting for Ceasefire 3?
Yes.
So we're gonna come together and have conversations about that. But you find a calendar.
Yes,
yeah, find a calendar on our Facebook page. Hashtag Baltimore Ceasefire. Hashtag Baltimore Peace Challenge. The whole weekend long.
All right.
If you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Snapchat, do them snaps is important.
So,
Wait a minute, real quick. And if you don't forget, if you have events, please, before the end of this interview and before the end of the day, please email that information to bemoreceasefire@gmail.com.
All right.
Shout out to Norway who hit us up today.
Norway, yes! Okay, we're done. All right, y'all, we got to go. All right. Hey!
Much love and respect to you all.
We love you, Sean.
And I'm going to be hanging out with y'all all weekend.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I'm the sangria.
I'm definitely coming to that. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, NWA Sports Report. Stay tuned.